Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Pierce. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Ogilvie moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Horton moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Walkenfuss reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Pierce moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Pierce scores. Walkenfuss scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Champion now pitching. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Oglavi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-1 in the game. Meyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Tom Houseman now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-1 in the game. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Michael moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael scores. It's 9-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Ogilvie steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ogilvie moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ogilvie scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing left field. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 11-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin now playing right field. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pierce. Porter moves to third. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 11-2, Tigers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Sharp moves to second. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.